It's looking like it's Andy Dalton season here in London. What the possible quarterback change means for the New Orleans Saints offense and how it all impacts their chances of winning against the Minnesota Vikings. We got all that and a little bit of Lanyap for you on today's episode of Locked On Saints.
You are Locked On Saints, your daily New Orleans Saints podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, Houdat Nation and Houdat family? Welcome into another episode of Locked On Saints, your daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks so much as always. Make a Locked On Saints your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget that we're free and available on all podcast apps and on YouTube as well. And I'm your host, Ross Jackson, at Ross Jackson NOLA on Twitter, your New Orleans Saints expert, credential member of the media, CrescentCitySports.com, USA Today, Saints Wire, Tuesdays on Locked On NFL. And here with you every single Monday through Friday on Locked On Saints. And today's episode of Locked On Saints is brought to you by Brightco Jewelry and Watch Insurance. Brightco brings you fast, comprehensive, and affordable jewelry insurance for as low as $5 a month. Check out your special offer for our Locked On listeners so that you can get covered in less than 2 minutes at bright.co/lockedon. That's bright, BRITE.co/lockedon. On today's episode of Locked On Saints, bringing you the up-to-the-minute news on the New Orleans Saints quarterbacking situation upcoming this weekend. It's looking very unlikely that Jameis Winston is going to hit the field, and that would mean it's Andy Dalton season here in London. But what does it mean for the New Orleans Saints offense? How it impacts their chances to win? And of course, one of the most important pieces that erases for the New Orleans Saints changes that quarterback won't be available this weekend to help out. We'll break all of that down and what it means for the Saints' chances to win this weekend. And I'll tell you what the Saints need to get right if they do want to topple the Minnesota Vikings. Let's start off with the expected quarterback change. We're calling it an expected quarterback change at this moment because Jameis Winston hasn't technically been ruled out just yet. Dennis Allen telling us that he is doubtful to play after today's practice for this weekend's game, and that they want to have Andy Dalton ready just in case. I am here to tell you that it would absolutely surprise me. It's not impossible, but it would absolutely surprise me if Jameis Winston somehow took the field on Sunday. He's got 4 fractures in his back, at an ankle injury that has lingered since training camp that is also a part of the factor. And let's not forget that he's still less than a year removed from an ACL tear and a surgery that he came back from pretty quickly, all credit to Jameis Winston. But it just doesn't feel like it's in the stars for Jameis Winston to be out there. And oh, by the way, he's missed all 3 days of practice here in London as well. So it just seems very unlikely. And in fact, after a certain point, you have to imagine that it's just an unwise choice to try to put the quarterback out there. I mean, look at what happened to Tua Tagovailoa this past week. Thursday night football, right? The rushing, well, I don't want to say they rushed him back. He cleared protocols. He did all the things. But 5 days after a pretty scary moment that had him all kinds of disoriented before he went back out on the field 3 plays later, then he ends up knocked out of that game and in what looked like pretty bad condition for a hit that seemed pretty routine by NFL standards. Of course, his head hit the ground, all those other things. But we've seen now, sort of this week, it's fresh on the mind. What can happen if you rush somebody back from an injury? And so Jameis Winston not having practiced all week, the Saints practicing with Andy Dalton, installing this week's offense with Andy Dalton, it just seems like an unwise decision to do anything but have Andy Dalton start. And to an extent, considering the way that the injuries have piled up on Jameis Winston, it's probably just a good choice to let the guy rest and get better in the first place. So what does going to Andy Dalton do to the New Orleans Saints' sort of chances of winning this weekend? Well, I mean, he impacts the offense, and we'll break down a little bit more in depth how that works, but he could be exactly what this New Orleans Saints offense needs this week as one that hasn't really been able to find its rhythm. You know, they're hitting on these deep passes, 16 attempts of 20 or more yards so far this season that have yielded no touchdowns. And like a 60-something passer rating, 40-some-odd percent completion percentage and 2 interceptions, that's not the game that the New Orleans Saints have been at their best. And so instead, something that is a little bit more operating closer to the line of scrimmage, something that's more calculated, something that's more sort of meticulous, whether it was Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston at the helm, would have been a good thing for the New Orleans Saints this week. Andy Dalton kind of boxes you into wanting to and kind of having to do that because you know that that's his game anyway, right? Not that Jameis Winston can't do that game. That was his game last year through seven games until he was injured, and he did pretty well there. But with Andy Dalton, you kind of don't have a choice, right? That's what you're looking at doing. He's not going to push the ball 50, 60 yards downfield like Jameis Winston can, and therefore the temptation of the big play won't necessarily be there. The issue for the New Orleans Saints is that not only have they changed over at quarterback, but they're going to be without the guy that has erased quarterback changes for the Saints in the past, and Michael Thomas, who's already been ruled out for this game. He, Andres Pete, is also out, and of course, Jameis Winston is doubtful going into this one. Marcus May on the defensive side is also out, according to the Saints practice participation report and the game designations that they put out on Friday afternoon here in London. Being without Michael Thomas, though, is kind of the headline here outside of the change, the expected change at quarterback going from Jameis Winston to Andy Dalton, because whether it was Drew Brees, whether it was Jameis Winston, whether it was Teddy Bridgewater, whether it was Taysom Hill, the Saints were able to win games with Michael Thomas on the field. You think back to the five games that they won with Teddy Bridgewater, or the four games they won with Teddy Bridgewater. You think back to the few games that they won the season in 2020 when Taysom Hill had to step in at quarterback, and how much of an impact Michael Thomas was for those games, even though he was battling through the ankle injury that he had suffered the first week of the season that year. There's so many of those little nuances in terms of what Michael Thomas brings you, you know, being able to operate close to the line of scrimmage, being somebody that defenses pay a lot of attention to, that they dedicate resources to, that they bracket, that they give up safeties for and coverage to, which gives you options elsewhere on the field. And then him just simply being a world beater himself, regardless of who's throwing him the football, he tends to catch it. Kind of like what Jameis Winston mentioned before the season began. Mike's over there somewhere, and you know you just need to put the ball in his general vicinity and he'll go out there and make a play. He would have been a fantastic piece to have opposite, or not opposite, but with Andy Dalton at the helm to kind of erase some of the errors that might come with Andy Dalton getting his first start ever as a New Orleans Saints quarterback and in this offense. Andy Dalton has learned six offenses over the course of the last 6 years, right? A new offense each year. So you know that he's got the smarts to go out there and do it, but having somebody like Michael Thomas just kind of takes it over the top. It's a little bit more insurance, right? Very unlikely you're going to have Taysom Hill out there running routes because he has to become your starting quarter or your backup quarterback. And then Jarvis Landry is questionable going into this one. So if Jarvis is able to play, which I suspect he'll be able to, he didn't look that bad off after he left the game in that Carolina Panthers game. He looked pretty good here throughout the week at practice. So at this point, it feels like Jarvis Landry is going to play, and he can kind of be that guy close to the line of scrimmage for you. And then you have the explosive weapon in Chris Olave, who was just named Rookie of the Month here in the month of September. So the weapons, there will be enough weapons there. The biggest one, though, that you would like to be there for Andy Dalton isn't going to be a Michael Thomas. So that's why getting Alvin Kamara available, right? We said this earlier this week. Let Kamara cook. That's going to be a big part of the game plan, I think, for the New Orleans Saints with Andy Dalton at the helm. So how exactly does Andy Dalton change your offense, though? As we mentioned, it moves things a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, which could be what the New Orleans Saints need, but it also gives you a little bit of a need to strike balance. I'll explain what I mean as we continue on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Before we get to that, though, I want to tell you about our friends over at Brightco, B-R-I-T-E-C-O. Remember that spelling, because you're going to want to head over to bright.co/lockedon in order to take advantage of this really cool deal, because Brightco gives you everything that you need in terms of jewelry and watch insurance. If you have maybe like a timepiece that you really love, listen to me saying timepiece because I'm here in England. Let's say that maybe you're about ready to propose and you want to make sure that you have all the confidence in the world. You don't want to have to worry about losing the ring, things like that. Well, Brightco gives you that insurance, which gives you the confidence to be able to pull off your proposal the way that you want to. So just make sure you go and check them out, bright.co. Remember, that's brite.co/lockedon, so that you can check out their jewelry insurance and get your pieces insured in less than like 2 minutes for as little as $5 a month. Really, really good stuff here at bright.co/lockedon. Go and check them out today. All right, family, continuing on with today's episode of Locked On Saints. Thanks again for making us your first listen of the day every day. I know the episode's coming out a little bit late for you today on this Friday, but I'm here in London. You can see I've got a picture of Big Ben behind me. It's not actually Big Ben yet, but I'm going to go and do all that stuff tomorrow on Saturday. But we're here in London making sure that you're getting all the information that you need. So I wanted to wait until after practice was done today. So we went out to practice. We saw a little bit of the open media portion, and then we went to the team sort of next area so that we could get some questions in with Dennis Allen, our pressers, things like that. Spoke with Dennis Allen, spoke with Traquan Smith, spoke with a few others over on the offensive side as well. And it seems that Andy Dalton is going to be the guy going into this game. Again, it's not official because Jameis is technically doubtful. If they want to surprise everybody and play him on Sunday, they're going to have to kind of upgrade him to questionable on Saturday. You're not going to be able to go from doubtful to playing without some type of an upgrade on Saturday. So that's something to keep an eye out on. If Winston doesn't get upgraded, then at that point, it's pretty much for sure that he's going to be out on Sunday. If he does get upgraded, maybe it's a little bit of gamesmanship, maybe it's not, but definitely something to watch out for. In any case, though, it seems most likely that Andy Dalton's going to be the guy going into this game. And a lot of Saints fans have been asking for this for the past couple of weeks, just based on Jameis Winston's performance, A, but in other cases, Jameis Winston's injuries, which have been big. And it's not just the back injury, which we've all been paying attention to, but Dennis Allen told us today during his presser that it's also a little bit of the lingering ankle injury from training camp. Remember, he missed a little bit of training camp early on in before in the offseason, before the season began. So with Andy Dalton now coming in, as we expect on Sunday, how does that end up impacting the New Orleans Saints offense? It kind of changes this offense in a lot of different ways. I'll tell you the two most important ways, though. The first of which is what we kind of already discussed. It'll force the New Orleans Saints offense to play a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. So you're going to need to focus on minimizing mistakes, maximizing efficiency. So, you know, if you're going to pass on first and 10, you're looking at picking up 5 yards so that you give yourself a second and short. Then you're looking at picking up a couple yards so you give yourself a third and short so that it makes everything manageable. So you want to play ahead of schedule. When I say ahead of schedule, it just simply means you want to make sure you're gaining an appropriate amount of yards each down. That pretty much just sounds like good football. But if you look at where the New Orleans Saints were last week, throwing an incomplete pass on first down and then running on second and 10 six times during the game against the Carolina Panthers is not the formula for efficient football ever, right? So going into this game with Andy Dalton, you don't want to be stuck playing from behind the sticks. You don't want to be stuck with third and eights, third and tens, things like that, especially when you're also dealing with injuries on the offensive line as well, with Andres Pete out for this game and Calvin Throckmorton playing at right guard, or excuse me, at left guard. So you don't want the 7-step drops for Andy Dalton. You want three steps in throw. You want 5 steps in throw. You want quick slants. You want those things that the New Orleans Saints offense from about 2018 to 2020 were effectively predicated on with Drew Brees at the helm. And even before that, right? Still a little bit of that slice-em, dice-em type of approach over on the offense. So it gives you the opportunity to be able to do that with Andy Dalton. The next, and not only does it give you the opportunity, it kind of forces you to have to do it because again, you're not really going to go with these long, deep developing routes with Andy Dalton at quarterback. You might take a shot here or there, but it's not going to be a high to low read with longer developing routes and 7-step drops in this offense anymore. It's going to be a little bit more of the quick, you know, distribution type of offense, the sort of more calculatory approach. The other thing that it does is that it begs the New Orleans Saints to effectively have some balance in this game. They have been a heavy passing offense so far this season. With Andy Dalton at the helm, you're going to want to, and with a backup quarterback, it's not even just with it being Andy Dalton, right? It's a backup quarterback. So you're going to want to lean in on your run game. I had the great opportunity to speak with T-Bob and Jacob Hester over at ESPN Baton Rouge for Off the Bench this morning. And one of the things that I was asked by Hester was, who do I think was the position group that really needs to take a step forward? And I don't necessarily think that it's on the position group solely to take a step forward. It's about game planning and play calling as well. But the running back position needs to be a focus in this game, whether it's running the ball with Alvin Kamara or utilizing Alvin Kamara in the passing game, which could mean lining him up out wide and having him and Mark Ingram on the field at the same time to kind of force that Minnesota Vikings defense to hesitate, to think a little bit too much. So if you're able to do those things and get Alvin Kamara that kind of involved or boost his involvement based upon from what we've seen so far this season, which is what, 19 receiving yards so far? It's not been a focus for the New Orleans Saints. And I think that changes with any backup quarterback at the helm, but also Andy Dalton, who has experience working with receiving backs, backs that can catch out of the backfield like Joe Mixon and Tony Pollard when he was in Dallas. I guess you can throw Ezekiel Elliott in there too, but Tony Pollard is the better of the two running backs. And maybe that's a hot take. That's the way that I feel about it. So for me, those are the two biggest ways that the New Orleans Saints offense gets impacted with Andy Dalton. To recap, the first of which is that it forces you to play a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, allows you to focus on distribution, spreading the ball out, attacking more laterally than vertically. It eliminates some of the deeper developing routes that you're waiting for, route combinations. It eliminates some of the seven-step drops, or maybe you get a little bit too much depth when you're starting for the first time in an offense where you want to land on a certain spot when you're a quarterback so you're in the pocket. But if you go too far back, then you make yourself susceptible to the edge rushes. Those types of intricacies and nuances now become concerns with someone that's, I'm going to use the word inexperienced in the offense, but all that I really mean is new to the offense, right? New to the system and new to the communication of the offensive line. And then the other most important part is that it begs you to balance this offense a little bit and get the running backs a little bit more involved. I would even say getting the tight ends a little bit more involved would be beneficial for this New Orleans Saints team as well. That's over on the offensive side. It's not all solved for the Saints on the defensive side either. So what is it that the New Orleans Saints absolutely need to get right in order to win on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings? We're going to break that down for you next as we continue on and wrap up today's episode of Locked On Saints. Let's get it, Houdat Nation. Wrapping up today's episode of Locked On Saints with the thing the New Orleans Saints absolutely need to get right if they want to win against the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. And that thing is simple. Limit as best you can Dalvin Cook. That's it. The New Orleans Saints so far this season through three games have given up two 100-yard rushers. You remember it wasn't that long ago that they had a streak of 20-plus games or so where they didn't do exactly that. That ended up being decimated once the Saints traveled to Philadelphia. Jalen Cooks, I almost said Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook hasn't played in, not only for the Philadelphia Eagles, but in the NFL for like decades at this point. Miles Sanders, both of those guys going over 100 rushing yards against New Orleans Saints. Sometimes I'm silly, y'all. I apologize. I'm world traveling right now, okay? I'm a little tired. But so that you know ended up coming to an end there. But before that game, in 2020, against the Minnesota Vikings, they were pretty close to giving up 100 yards to Dalvin Cook, or that might have been actually the playoff game in 2019. But either way, they were really, really close to giving up 100 yards to Dalvin Cook, and Dalvin Cook has been somebody that's been a little bit of a thorn in the side of the New Orleans Saints defense. He hasn't really gone off against them or anything like that. And to be honest with you, this season, he's not been his usual self. He's dealing with a shoulder injury. He's only got like 37 receiving yards, got just over 200 rushing yards and one rushing touchdown. But this is not the game that you want to see Dalvin Cook all of a sudden get right. And that's where the New Orleans Saints have to be able to, in and of themselves, get right. And that's in run defense. Because again, they've given up 100-yard rushers in two of the last three games, something this team used to pride itself on for not doing at all. They haven't gotten a big pass rush going, but they're just beneath the middle of the NFL when it comes to their run defense. They're like 18th in the NFL there in terms of run stop win rate over at ESPN. 32nd in the NFL when it comes to pass rush win rate, but we talked about that a couple of days ago on Wednesday's episode. You can go back to Locked On Saints and check that out if you want to. But if they, let's say, give up a bunch of rushing yards to Dalvin Cook, that means that you're allowing the Minnesota Vikings to control this game. And too often, so far this season, have we already seen this team, the New Orleans Saints, have to respond to their situations, to their circumstances, to what they've given up to the other team, right? Playing from behind, trailing from behind, not being able to get the run game going consistently. They have not had trouble getting the run game going, but they haven't been able to lean on the run game because eventually the offense goes three and out, three and out, three and out, turnover, turnover, turnover. And then all of a sudden the defense is worn down. And then all of a sudden the offense for the other team is ahead. And now your offense is playing catch up. Therefore, you don't get to run the ball very often. So if you start giving that up over on the defensive side, that's going to put you in, you're going to have a really bad time. If I can quote South Park for a second, you're going to have a bad time. So I guess that's one thing. And just kind of as a bonus second thing that I'm thinking of now as I'm saying this, you got to be able to string together on the offensive side longer possessions. These one possession turnovers or one play turnover drives, these two or three play turnover drives, these three and outs, they just can't happen, right? Turnovers on downs, things like that, they can't happen if you're the New Orleans Saints this week and you want to win this game. So you've got to be able to string some of those drives together, and then you need to find a way to be able to finish drives and get into the end zone so that you're dictating the tone, you're dictating the tempo of this game. If the Saints are able to do those things, which goes back to what it is that Andy Dalton brings you and how he impacts the Saints offense, just like any backup quarterback would impact any team's offense where you're, you know, playing things a little bit more meticulously, a little bit more calculated and all of that, safer, higher percentage throws, higher percentage plays. And if you're able to matriculate your way down the field and then end up in the end zone, that allows you to sort of set up what it is that the other team is responding to, as opposed to you as a New Orleans Saints having to respond to what the Minnesota Vikings are doing, right? So you're able to come in with a game plan, execute it from your first possession, and then maintain that throughout the game as best you can. You're going to have a couple of slip-ups here and there, but maximizing your success, minimizing your mistakes, and in maximizing the way that you exploit the mistakes of the Minnesota Vikings, who will make mistakes, they always do, those are the things you're going to have to do over on the offensive side. So I guess there's a couple of different things, right, that the Saints have to do and have to get right in order to win. But honestly, winning in the trenches, both on the offensive and defensive side, becomes such a big part of it. And if you limit Dalvin Cook, and if Dalvin Cook walks out of this game with, let's say, less than 60 rushing yards, you're doing good. Like, that's where you want to be. Now, you can't give up 100 to Alexander Mattison, right? You got to balance it all out. But you can't give up long possessions, lots of success in the run game where the Minnesota Vikings are going to be able to chew up the clock and dictate what it is that you're doing on the defensive and offensive side. So it kind of starts there. It starts with your defensive line, which is what Cam Jordan will tell you, which is DeMario Davis, which is what DeMario Davis will tell you. It's what coaching will tell you. That it all starts and ends in the trenches for the New Orleans Saints defense, which then can influence what the New Orleans Saints offense is able to do and how they're able to capitalize on game situations. So in an early season that's already felt so arduous, that's already felt like there are so many concerns, the New Orleans Saints have the ability to come here in London and get right before they head home against the Seattle Seahawks. And then the schedule just gets kind of, the gauntlet sets in for the Saints. So this is a very important kind of must-win game, which is weird to say about week four of the regular season, but that's just simply where the New Orleans Saints are right now. If they're able to come out of London here, even up their record 2-2, they're in a much better position in terms of their outlook for the rest of the season. Better yet, if they can come out of this game 2-2, having figured something out on offense, regardless of which quarterback it is that figures it out, it influences what they can do for the rest of the season. The intriguing thing to watch is what happens if Andy Dalton has a killer game this weekend? What does that mean for the New Orleans Saints? Does that impact their decision moving forward in terms of who their quarterback is for the rest of the season? Does that end up impacting the way that they deploy Jameis Winston, even if he does remain the starting quarterback, which I feel like would be the most likely scenario? Either way, the Saints might learn something this weekend. What they do with the information, though, is going to be huge next week. So make sure you continue to follow along here with the Locked On Saints podcast, as we've got our postcast live show that will take place as soon as I can get back to the hotel after Sunday's game, win or lose. And then, of course, Monday through Friday, all next week, keeping you up to date with everything going on around Jameis Winston's injury, Michael Thomas's injury. When is he going to be back? Is he going to be okay for the rest of the season? And then, of course, what could turn into a bit of a quarterback controversy, you're not going to want to miss it. We're going to break it all down here as we continue on throughout the week and throughout the regular season here at Locked On Saints. Appreciate you, as always, making us your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget to go and check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show as your second listen today to get all of your NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes, wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube as well. And make sure, of course, you're checking out Locked On Pelicans and Jake Madison, as the Pelican season is getting closer and closer and closer to tipping off with the preseason next week. Yeah, we're that close. So make sure you're checking out Locked On Pelicans and Jake Madison as well. I appreciate you, as always, y'all, for making me a part of your day, a part of your routine, for saying yes to me and the show, and for helping me get to London, because without all of you, none of this would be possible. So I'm just really excited that I get to report and bring you all of the up-to-date information here from where it's happening in jolly old England. Appreciate you very much, as always, for making me a part of your day. And as always, if you need anything else around your New Orleans Saints in between these episodes, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, N-O-L-A. Hit me up. Let me know how the family's doing. Let me know how you're living. Let me know how you're momming them. And trust you, that nation. I'll holla at you.